Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Our opening hymn is number 452 in your St. Michael hymnal, Be Thou My Vision, number 452. Be Thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. All else be naught to me save that Thou art. Thou my best thought by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Today, the 3rd of November, the Church remembers St. Martin de Porres, P-O-R-R-E-S, religious. He died in the year 1639. He was born in Lima, Peru, of a Spanish father and a black slave mother. He was a Dominican lay brother who humbly ministered to the poor and the sick, especially African slaves. He was devoted to the Holy Eucharist, a close friend of St. Rose of Lima, patron of social justice and of peoples of mixed races. We ask St. Martin de Porres to intercede for us and all those who try to help the others. My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do. Through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who led St. Martin de Porres by the faith of humility to heavenly glory, grant that we may so follow his radiant example in this life as to merit to be exalted with him in heaven. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, we are the circumcision, we who worship through the Spirit of God, who boast in Christ Jesus, and do not put our confidence in flesh. Although I myself have grounds for confidence, even in the flesh. If anyone else thinks he can be confident in flesh, all the more can I. Circumcised on the eighth day, of the race of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrew parentage, in observance of the law, a Pharisee, in zeal, I persecuted the church. In righteousness based on the law, I was blameless. But whatever gains I had, these I have come to consider a loss because of Christ. More than that, I even consider everything as a loss because of the supreme good of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A responsorial psalm is, Let hearts rejoice who search for the Lord.
Search for the Lord.
Sing to him, sing his praise, proclaim all his wondrous deeds, glory in his holy name, rejoice, O hearts that seek the Lord. Let hearts rejoice who search for the Lord. Look to the Lord in his strength, seek to serve him constantly, recall the wondrous deeds that he has wrought, his portents and the judgments he has uttered. Let hearts rejoice who search for the Lord. You descendants of Abraham, his servants, sons of Jacob, his chosen ones, he, the Lord, is our God. Throughout the earth his judgments prevail. Let hearts rejoice and search for the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia,
alleluia,
alleluia. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest, says the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus addressed this parable to them. What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy. And upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep." I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Or what woman, having 10 coins and losing one, would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? And when she does find it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me because I have found the coin that I lost." In just the same way, I tell you, there will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated for a moment. Now, in my entire life, I never lost a sheep, so I don't know what that's like. I have lost, coins or things like that. But what really gets me riled up is when I lose my keys, or I lose my glasses, or I lose my phone. Just last week, I was over at Jiffy Lube, and I was reading a book. I had brought a book with me. And I left my phone on the chair there. And after I finished my oil change, I went over to the car wash, got my car washed. And then I'm thinking, oh, no, where's my phone? And you go through a mental inventory. Did I leave it at home? I couldn't have left it at the Jiffy Lube. It'd be gone by now. I looked all over my car. It wasn't in my car. So I drove back to the Jiffy Lube. I walked in, and there it was, sitting on my chair, praying to the guardian angels, and I rejoiced. I didn't throw a party. I didn't tell anybody about it till now. But, you know, we all know what it's like to lose something. Now, in this case, the sheep that we're talking about is a soul. And our Lord is very, very concerned about each and every soul, just as you who are parents are very, very concerned about each and every one of your children. And you pray for them and you wait for them, and we want them to practice the faith. But every sheep has a mind of its own. So I think it's very important for us to have patience and to exercise what St. Josemaria used to call the apostolate of friendship. Just be friends with people. You know, as St. Francis would say, we're always evangelizing, always preaching, sometimes with words. Sometimes we have to be very careful with our words. Just be friends and hang out with people and have dinner together and watch sports together and do stuff and call them on their birthday and on their anniversary. Because maybe times they really don't need lectures from us. In fact, they don't want a lecture, but they do want friendship. And over time, that helps them to overcome their fears and their defenses, and at the right time, with God's grace, people come back. We see that every night with the Family Rosary across America. We have a lot of people praying, and people come back, right? People come back. So it's very important for us to be patient. Now, the one sheep that we could talk about that the Lord is very interested in was St. Paul, right? He was a very zealous Jew, and he was attacking the Christians and even approving of their martyrdom. And then our Lord flung him off his horse, if he was on a horse, and spoke to him, and he was converted. And then what great good he did. So we always have hope in the church for the souls that wander away. And we can think in our own terms of when we've been anxious, when we've lost something which is important to us, how much anxiety that causes us. Imagine the anxiety causes our Lord. And yet he waits for us, and in his own time, that grace can convert the soul. So we should always be patient, always pray for people, and know that in our Lord's good time, all the sheep will come home. Now please stand for the prayers of the faithful. Gathered together here as children of our Father in heaven, let us bring our petitions before him with confidence. For Pope Francis and all clergy, that they will be examples of mercy for the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood, consecrated life, and marriage, especially in our own diocese, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the Church, that we may emulate the lives of the saints, including St. Martin de Porres and his example of Christian forgiveness, humility, and justice, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our nation, that those called to leadership will be moved to govern according to the mind and heart of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the faithful departed during this month of the Holy Souls, and especially for the soul of Mary Sadek, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For your own special intentions, especially the people who asked you to pray for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Dear Father in heaven, we believe in your power and we trust in your mercy. We ask you to hear our prayers through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated. And today is the second day of our novena for the holy souls in purgatory. We pray for them three times a day at Mass at noon, during the Chapel of Divine Mercy with Drew Mariani at 3 p.m., and every evening during the Family Rosary Across America. You can still send in the names of your loved ones and relatives and friends who passed away. Go to relentradio.com/souls and send in those names. We've already received several hundred thousand names, and the prayers are not diluted because the sacrifice of the Mass has infinite grace. So we always have that hope that the souls will be purified in less than an instant and rise up to glorify God. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted, Lord, may our sacrifice. Pleasing to you, Lord God. Lord, wash away my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sins. Pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
May these sacrificial offerings, O Lord, become for you a pure oblation, and for us a holy outpouring of your mercy. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For he is the salvation of the world, the life of the human race, the resurrection of the dead. Through him the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, gracious to make holy these gifts we brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saint Martin de Porres, and with all the saints in whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, Fernando, my prelate, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassionate, merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you, at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory. Through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a sign of Christ's peace. Peace be with you, peace be with you, peace be with you. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. May this bring the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, brother with the Father, work with the Holy Spirit, your death, brought life to the world. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
If you're listening in your car or watching at home, this is a good moment to pray a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. You can gain a plenary indulgence once a day for all the holy souls in general or a specific soul that you're praying for by visiting a cemetery and going there and saying a few prayers. It could be an Our Father, Hail Mary, Glory Be. It could be a Memorare. It could be the traditional response, which goes, Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, may perpetual light shine upon them. May the souls of the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. And you can gain one plenary indulgence today under the usual conditions, going to Mass and Communion, praying for the Holy Father, going to confession that week, and being detached from sin. And you can read all about it on the Relevant Radio app today and on the Relevant Radio website. And I encourage you to do so. You don't even have to get out of your car. You can drive in the cemetery and do it right there. And so you're thinking, okay, what's in it for me? Well, if you get that soul out of purgatory, they go to heaven, they're going to start praying for you. All right, so that's a good deal. And we want to remember the souls in purgatory. Let us pray. May the working of your power, O Lord, increase in us, we pray, so that renewed by these heavenly sacraments, we may be prepared by your gift for receiving what they promise, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And we're praying after Mass this prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival, and it comes from the apparitions of Our Lady at Fatima 105 years ago. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen. Immaculate Mary, your praises we sing. You reign now in splendor with Jesus our King. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria, Ave, Ave Maria.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.
But we don't have to have all the info before we evangelize, do we? We can share our story, which someone really can't discount.
A lot of people get afraid to speak about their faith, and I just want to encourage people, it's not about what you say, it's about how you live and how you love.
Relevant Radio contributor, Kendra Von Esch.
And so if you're finding yourself getting frustrated or irritated, call on the Holy Spirit for His peace and His love, and be that beacon of light for those around you so they can look at you different and know what's up with this person. And you could say, it's the Holy Spirit, it's God within me. And others will be attracted to you. So I think all too often we're afraid, oh, I got to get out there and quote Bible verses and catechize people. And it's really just loving and caring people in a way that's genuine and godlike. And we need God for that. We don't have that capability on our own.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media. Relevant Radio.